When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. More of Happer Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer with you this morning. Here is something potentially of interest, of note. We have in our possession a few $50 gift cards to Canopy Street Market. And we're not just going to give them away willy-nilly. We want you guys to either call into the station. You could text into the text line, I suppose, as well. DM us on Twitter at 93.7 The Ticket. Email. You can email Mark or myself, or you can find all that stuff at theticketfm.com. But give us a nomination. Give us a reason why you think a person out there in need should be receiving a $50 gift card to Canopy Street Market. Just want to help some people this Christmas season, and Canopy Street Market does as well. A deserving recipient out there. We'd love to, once again, I do this with the Beatrice Bakery thing as well. Need your eyes and ears out there in the community. We can't be everywhere. So Mark's thrown out a couple posts on social media on 93.7 The Ticket's Twitter account. So you can DM there or respond there and mention somebody who you feel like could need a little pick-me-up, a little help. Maybe do a little grocery shopping at the Canopy Street Market before Christmas here. We want to get this all wrapped up today. So we got a few of them to give away. You're going to hear this a few times today. So get in contact with us there at 93.7 The Ticket on Twitter. Send us an email and we will we'll reach out on the other side. All right, like I said, 402-464-5685. Text line says, what about Bo Nix from Auburn? I hear rumors about potentially looking at him last week, but I haven't heard much since. Yeah, but unfortunately he is committed to Oregon at this point, so he's off the board. I had the list up earlier. Let me see if I still do. Yeah, just the top quarterbacks in the portal that have come and gone so far. So Quinn Ewers from Ohio State to Texas. Cam Ward is uncommitted at this point out of Incarnate Word. Dylan Gabriel goes from UCF to UCLA. Spencer Rattler goes from Oklahoma to South Carolina. Max Johnson goes from LSU to Texas A&M. Keaton Slovis from USC to Pitt as of yesterday. Bo Nix from Auburn to Oregon. Zach Calzada, Texas A&M starting quarterback from this past year, uncommitted in the portal right now. Jacob Zeno from Baylor to UAB. Casey Thompson from Texas to TCU. And there's plenty more in there. Those are just kind of the top guys. Adrian Martinez, obviously, from Nebraska to Kansas State. There's several guys on here, and you don't have to, you don't have to pick from any one of them right now. I don't mind that Nebraska is kind of taking their time here. You would have liked to see maybe them get one of the top guys. That feels like they're kind of all gone at this point. But as far as the quarterback position, they'll find a guy, as Simple Jake and I were talking about in the spillover. They'll find a guy, right? So I wanted to get your like transfer portal wish list right now, and it comes from and by the way, it doesn't have to be one or the other. So I want to say that right up front. Jay Ducker, Northern Illinois, running back who is out of Bellevue West and had a great season this year at Northern Illinois. Ran for over 1,100 yards, I think. Kind of was the spell back at first and then came in a little bit more and then ultimately was kind of the guy as the season ended, won MAC Freshman of the Year this year. He's in the transfer portal. And we'll see where he ends up. But that's kind of another guy that Nebraska might have a slight connection to. And then I was thinking about the running back situation, and we talked a lot about it yesterday. What might it look like, and how high would that be on your wish list? I think that'd be pretty high for me. I think they could probably afford to take a transfer portal running back. I think they could probably afford to, they're definitely going to have to take a transfer portal quarterback. But I want to frame it to you this way, like I said before the break. If there's just a magical kind of guy out there that, let's just say, is an all-conference, an all-Big Ten type of player, you know he's going to be an all-Big Ten type of player, what position do you want him at? And he's coming from the portal. And I don't know that there will be, by the way, but just the hypothetical. What position do you want him at? Quarterback is probably my pick. Running back. If Nebraska can find an all-conference offensive lineman out of the portal, I think that would be a pretty big deal. I think Nebraska, if Nebraska could find an all-conference defensive back out of the portal, maybe even specifically a safety, that would be a pretty big deal. And then there's still... It's funny because usually the talk around this time of year when it comes to Nebraska and the transfer portal is like, is there a pass rusher out there, or late in the recruiting stage? Is there a pass rusher out there? Is there a guy who can really kind of change the game a little bit for Nebraska as far as that's concerned? A guy that they haven't had in now several years.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We've forgotten about that a little bit with all of the other kind of needs that we've talked about. Still important. If there's an all-conference pass rusher type, that would be a pretty big deal for any team. Pretty big deal for Nebraska, too. Would you take him there? I think my answer is still quarterback. But not to minimize what you kind of need at some of those other spots. Maybe even another wide receiver, too. Although that room feels like it's in a pretty good spot right now with Betts Manning and now Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, who you added for New Mexico State, who's a pretty good player where he came from. So that's kind of like, what's your wish list look like? I want to hear from you guys at 402-464-5685. One texter does say pass rusher. Here's the thing with pass rusher, though, and really anybody that you are, you know, trying to beef up on the defensive side. Well, not that you don't want to, obviously. You always do. You want as best players in here as you possibly can. So this exercise is dumb for a lot of different reasons. But I think if you're looking anywhere, you need the offense to be running as well as it possibly can going into this year. And like I said, not that it's not a one or the other. It's not a one or the other situation. But, you know, I just don't know. There's a lot of ways to go on the defensive side of the ball, it feels like. And you're going to be replacing experience kind of no matter what. Offense, in a way, is closer. If you could plug in a good quarterback, if you could plug in a good running back. But there's going to be some learning curves on the defensive side of the ball no matter what in a year where it's really important that they win right away. So I would tend to lean on a lot of the portal ads, and especially the big ones, on the offensive side of the ball. Texter says, Husker fan in Manhattan says there will be at minimum 35 key players jump from the bowl game near six teams. Yeah, like I was saying, there's no reason to panic about what Nebraska doesn't have in the portal yet. You know, obviously we want it to be done and we want to have kind of a direction and talk about what that might look like and have the hype around it and all that stuff. But they'll find a guy, specifically at quarterback, and they'll find more outside of that. Let's see. Another one says, next question, how would you rate this year's portal gets for Nebraska compared to the last two so far? Ooh. I mean, you got Garcia Castaneda, who I think is, I don't know. I mean, Samara Toure just had a really good season for Nebraska. I think that worked out really well. So we have the benefit of hindsight there. They also got Marquis Stepp last year out of the portal, and that didn't amount to much. I thought those were two pretty dang good gets, though. If we're talking about just portal gets, like they got a guy who shared carries at USC and an FCS All-American. That's a pretty good haul. Now the transfer portal landscape has changed. There's just more in it, and you obviously need more as well. I would assume this haul, quote unquote, will be better. Because it needs to be better, you know? This is a good one from the text line. How about an all-conference kick returner, punt returner? I am curious. I don't know if it's like the top of your option list, but that would erase a lot of the issues that Nebraska's had on special teams. And it wouldn't erase all of them, obviously. But if you have a guy back there who's an actual threat, yeah, that'd change your picture a little bit. And it didn't appear as if there was that guy on the roster last year. Maybe they like Malcolm Hartzog, the incoming freshman, enough where you could put him back there right away, a special team stud in high school. Maybe not. Maybe that's reading into it a little bit too much. Yeah. Looking to fill that specific role a little bit. I don't know if there is a guy with, you know, that you're going to be able to bring, if you can bring in, if that person has experience and high level experience and has been productive, I don't know that you say no. I don't know that Nebraska is necessarily needing to be particularly selective here with the guys they bring in. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of openings, and Nebraska needs to get better, and it's a win now situation. Kicker, punter. Oh, look, Mike Schaefer has texted in. Bleak Road and Boomchini. As I call him, Steve Buscemi. Boomchini? The punter and the kicker. Yes. I'm excited about a punter who loves punting, by the way. So that's a big deal. Those are good ads for Nebraska already. All right. Like I said, I want to hear from you guys. 402-464-5685. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with Rico and next for True or False.
More of Happer and Shaper is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.